Rug Hooking by Barbara Miller, and she's from Lakewood, Ohio. This is actually an Oriental design called a Kashani hunt rug, and you might want to, at the intermission, go up and take a close look and see if you can figure out what they're hunting. There's a dog there that doesn't look too happy, but he might be in on the hunt. I'm not sure. I think actually they're on elephants, and so we think they might be on a tiger hunt. I'm not sure. But that's Barbara's work. Let's give a round of applause and appreciation for Barbara Miller, the rug hooking class. Now over here, on your right, my left, is some quilting by Sephora Hughes. This is a traditional barn quilt, and I don't know much else to say about it other than I have a few other pieces from Sephora to show you. Actually, if we could begin the presentation here. This is our new high-tech multimedia Augusta concert presentation for you, if it'll all work. We rehearsed this so that it was flawless this afternoon. And I'm ready just any moment now. Okay, there we go. A little focus on there, okay. This is a star design. Sephora says it was a design from Nancy Pearson, and she says it's machine pieced and then it's hand quilted. Some of you might have seen this on display out at the craft showcase. Now the next piece is a more contemporary design. This is actually machine applique, and this is also a work by Sephora Hughes. And she is here teaching this week. Let's give her a round of applause. That's a little better. We have some other traditional quilting we'd like to show you. This is actually a feed sack quilt. It's made out of different pieces of feed sacks. This is something Jerry Millens found out in Clay County to show you just another style of quilting. We have quite a few craft classes here. These are bugs. Actually, they're not real bugs. They're supposed to look like bugs, though. This is actually trout flies. Any of you who've ever been trout fishing, you can appreciate these. These are for catching really big trout, actually. No, wait a minute. Maybe they do catch big trout. But these are the work of Charlie Hartwell. He's teaching for the first time here at Augusta, and we have several of his pieces to show you here. These are dry flies. These actually sit on top of the water, and that's one of the trouts actually break the water when they go for these flies. The next ones here, these are really gross. These are wet flies here. And actually they're all fuzzy and they actually capture a little bit of little bubbles of air, as what I've been told, and they get under the water and they tend to shimmer and they really bag the big ones down there. So, and here's a variety of other ones. Charlie is very well known. He's written for national publications and is sought after by people from all over the country for his expertise in this particular art form, and we're very pleased to have him here. He lives up in Beverly, right here in Randolph County, and when he's not busy teaching people how to tie flies, you might see him out there. I'm not sure if that's his picture or not, but there's a fly in you, see right there, somewhere in there. Anyway, how about a hand for Charlie Hartwell? Now for the second year in a row, we have a very unique craft offering here at Augusta, and we're very proud of this. This is a mountain rifle construction. This is a time-honored tradition here in West Virginia, as well as other parts of the country. And it's being taught once again this year by Ed Rail. And Ed is out here at the craft showcase, and people come, and during a week, they make a replica of a muzzle-loading rifle from the 1700s. Now, a master artist here in West Virginia is pictured here. His name is Bill Mullinex, and he actually participates in the West Virginia apprenticeship program. He is shown here with just a very rough cut stock, and pictured here with his apprentice. Can we get just a little better focus? We see if we can get Jim in the focus. Anyway, that's Jim Heck, and he is actually Bill Mullinex's apprentice, arranged through the Augusta's West Virginia apprenticeship program, and has learned his craft through there. And he's here this week assisting Ed Rail. And here they're just beginning the work of measuring out the stock of the rifle. And we'll go through the next few slides and show you the process. Again, they're marking and measuring. That's a rough cut one on your left, and they're marking this next stock here for rough cutting. And once they've rough cut it, they do a lot of intricate carving and design. And then it finishes out real nice like this. I believe that's the side plate there and some of the hand carving. And I think we have a little better shot of the completed rifle Well, it's not the whole rifle, but there it is. Beautiful piece of work. Let's give them a round of applause. Ed Rail teaching mountain rifle construction with Jim Heck assisting. Now, when Augusta first started out many, many years ago, one of the first offerings was pottery. And it has been here ever since, as far as I know. And in fact, the same instructor, I believe, is here for the 18th year in a row, Duke Michnikowski. And we have some examples of some huge work by Duke. This is a hot tub, actually. Put that lid on, and I'll tell you what, you'll relax. No, actually, this is a porcelain jar. I have no idea what the scale of this is, but it's a beautiful piece. And another porcelain piece here, a fruit bowl, I imagine. Now, this here, this is a porcelain vase. It has sort of an oriental look to it, to my eye. These pieces here are stoneware, which I've been informed is a similar process, but with a different grade of clay. This is a casserole dish. So, Duke, can this be baked in the oven? Is it microwave safe? It is microwave safe. It's a casserole dish. And there's another... No, this actually is a smoke-fired bowl, which, as I understand it, is a particular antiquated style of firing, which gives it that smoky and dark appearance. And it's separate from other types of pottery and stoneware. It's a smoke-fired bowl, and wait a minute, my notes are wrong. This looks like a smoke-fired urn, a big one. Okay, and the last piece here is a stoneware teapot. Can that get a little better focus on that, or is that just as good as that one gets? I guess that's fully focused. Now, a lot of people ask, they wonder how Duke mixes his clay. Now, he has some secret methods which are coming to light. Okay. How about a round of applause for Duke Michnikowski? Well, I think I've been hogging the stage long enough here. All right. How about a big round of applause for all of our craft instructors and craft students? Thank you all very much for being here. These slideshows last year, actually Duke had been here teaching his pottery classes and had suggested that it was a good way to draw attention to a lot of the crafts that people might not be aware of, or to see them on a scale that you could really appreciate. And after Duke had made the suggestion, we finally got it into work last year. Those of you who were here last year remember that last year was our focus on traditional crafts. And so I think we're going to stick with it. You like the slideshow? Good. I think it's a great idea. Enjoy it. And actually, there is a tie-in with our next act. One of the musicians who's about to come onto the stage was actually here as a craft instructor for a number of years. He's an internationally known guitar maker, actually also makes a number of other instruments, banjos, mandolins. Anybody who has a Henderson instrument is very proud to own it. And Wayne has been here teaching instrument construction before. This year he's here teaching beginning guitar, actually, although he is a world-class guitarist. And also Robin Kessinger. Those of you who know anything about flat picking guitar, I'm sure are familiar with Robin's work. And they're here with Barb Withy. Let's make them welcome. This is Wayne Henderson, Robin Kessinger, and Barb Withy.
Thank you. Sure is great to be back at Augusta for one more year, and like always, an awful bunch of nice folks out here, and we're going to try to pick some for you. And this tune starts out a little slower, and we don't want to give any impression that we might play a slow tune, but it'll probably speed up. It's written by one of our favorite old-time tune writers, I think. I think his name is Abner Doubleday.
Something like that.
Thank you. We sure do appreciate that. It makes us feel awful good, I tell you. We're going to do a good old-time fiddle tune now. Do it for all our students. It's been sweating through some of these tunes, and I know they're, hopefully they're here tonight.
It's one.
Yeah, we hear some of them.
It's one we did on one of our recordings called Contest Favorites. We're going to try to do it like we did it on that recording.
I bet they got some out here in the lobby.
Yeah, I bet they do, too.
One called Cherokee Shuffle. Thank you. One more. One of my favorite things of coming to Augusta is getting to pick with Robin, and we really appreciate Barb helping us out. She's been one of my students in my picking class for the last couple of years, and she's flunked both times. So she's,
I guess, play bass.
But sure is a good bass player, though, I think. Barb Wicker. Robin, let's do a How about the Devil's Dream? We're trying to do some tunes we haven't done here before for the sake of the recording folks and you all too. I know if you're like me, come back every year and might have heard some of these tunes before, but I don't think we've done this one every time. Have we? Got the Devil's Dream. You're going to kick it out for us. Thank you. We had one more tune planned out here, and they're going by pretty fast. We might have time to do two, I think, in our 15 minutes we got here. Well, if we play them fast, we might get another one in, you know. Barb might even cut in on this one a little bit. One called the Bye Bye Blues. Thank you. Thank you. We're going to try to squeeze in one more tune. And Robin, that tune right there is on your brand new tape. I bet there might be some out
there. Yeah, that one we just did is on my brand new tape. Don't try this at home.
I got a new tape and CD out there, too. It's got the, I don't think we did our tune from it, but it's got Doc Watson and David Holt and some good folks helping me out.
A very hot guitar tape. It's new tape that Wayne has. I listened to it the other night. Very good album.
Thanks for the plug, Robin. And we'll see y'all later, and thank you much.
Barb says, thank Heidi for loaning her this beautiful bass.
Let's do Bill Cheatham and get it over with real quick here. Thank you all so much.
So do you like this band? It's got all kinds of names on it, and it's not light either. But it's solid. And you can have this bench, actually. This is part of the silent auction. This is one of the items that you can bid on. And in fact, this is a reminder that the silent auction actually concludes at the end of the intermission, which is imminent. Intermission is almost upon us, but this is one of the items, and they're quite a number of other items. Those of you who have not been here all week, there are a lot of items. They're displayed in the lobby, and you have the opportunity to make a bid, a silent written bid, and whoever has the highest bid at the end of the intermission can take home that particular item. I do have another announcement, another car problem here. This is a station wagon, a navy blue station wagon with a New York license plate. It's a Chevrolet, and the lights are on. No indication where it's parked, but if you're from New York with a blue Chevy wagon, you might want to worry about that. Robin and Wayne so poignantly mentioned, there are recordings for sale during the intermission. Actually, I did listen to Wayne's recording, and it is outstanding. And a lot of the artists, though, have great recordings, and they're for sale at the Augusta store. And some of you might be aware of the Augusta sampler recordings. All the music you hear played at these concerts is recorded by Flawn Williams. Let's say hi to Flawn and give him a big round of applause. He's downstairs, been one of the guiding forces behind these Augusta concerts. Hi, Flawn. But he records all these and then edits it down for sampler tape. So last year's concerts are available on sampler tapes. If you'd like to reserve a copy of this year's sampler tapes for tonight's concert or any of the concerts this summer, you have a form you can fill out at the store, and I'll let you go ahead and head out that way. We're going to take about a 15-minute intermission, about 9:30. We'll see you right back here.